As we head into the Memorial Day weekend, the message in downtown Chattanooga for this summer, after more than a year of the pandemic, is loud and clear. Open for business. Marcus Ellsworth is program manager at River City Company. Marcus Ellsworth is program manager at River City Company. Marcus, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ray. It's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. And a lot going on in downtown Chattanooga.
To put it lightly, yes. So like at River City Company, we're really excited that downtown is reopening. A lot of our businesses are coming back. A lot of the offices are starting to bring their workers back. And a lot of our event presenters are getting the ball rolling. I mean, this weekend, especially with Memorial Day coming up, the first event that we've sponsored that's coming up actually is with the Chattanooga Black Arts and Ideas Festival. They're having a commemoration of the Tulsa Massacre and a discussion around racism that's going to start in the Waterhouse Pavilion right out in front of our office. And then they're going to move into Miller Park for the full program. So we're really excited about that, kind of kicking things off. And they'll be doing events throughout the month. Then we've also got a couple of fun things to help welcome back our downtown workers who are coming in starting next week around the 2nd and 3rd. June 2nd, we have Basecamp is returning. For people who are familiar with Startup Week, it's a monthly series of all day long, like co-working, and there's presentations by professionals kind of sharing their experience and their wisdom with those who want to learn more about the business world, and some co-working opportunities throughout the day. Then on the 3rd, we're having a ice cream social in Miller Park with a DJ kind of playing out some tunes throughout from 11:30 to 1:30. And if you're an EPB employee and you show up to the Ben and Jerry stand with your ID, your employee ID, you get a free scoop of ice cream. So something extra special for our friends over at EPB. And then the 3rd, we have goat yoga in the Waterhouse Pavilion. If people want to come out and do yoga with baby goats. I mean,
we do need to explain that. A fair number of our audience probably knows what that is, but tell us a little more about exactly what's involved with goat yoga.
So I myself had to learn what exactly was goat yoga when the idea was presented. So, yoga, of course, the stretching and balance and core building exercise, but with the added layer of these cute, really super cute, like pygmy goats that are, trained to interact with folks during the yoga poses. So you might be getting into the pose and then the goat has been balanced on your back or your legs as you're, depending on your skill level. And so they kind of add a little extra weight, a little extra resistance. And it's also just kind of fun. And we'll have some like fun games and things going on around the pavilion as well for folks who don't want to participate in the yoga, but do want to see some adorable pygmy goats.
Want a goat yoga watch?
Yes. Oh, and we'll have a local juicery. We'll be out there too, serving up some refreshments. And that's going to be from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. There are 3 sessions for that one. And when you sign up for the goat yoga, you get the added bonus of getting a ticket to the Chattanooga Football Club's game that Saturday. So it's like a 2-for-1 deal. So you sign up for the goat yoga and you also get to go to a soccer game.
And that's part of saying that downtown is reopening. Not only are there all these activities, but if you get involved in one activity, that will lead to another activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're, because it's all of downtown. We're trying to get folks to realize that it's not just a couple of things coming back. Events aren't trickling back in. It's like the floodgates have opened. And a lot of the events are still practicing social distancing for folks who, still want to have that extra precaution. All the events that we're doing are outside or like in the pavilion where there's like really good ventilation because all the doors will be open. So we are still asking people to be considerate and have that extra layer of just a little bit of caution because some people are not fully ready to, come back in.
One thing that is coming back in beyond the events that you're talking about, beyond what River City Company is doing, is the music. The music is coming back to downtown.
Yes. And next weekend. Nightfall starts next weekend, and then Riverfront Nights is going to be running along on Saturdays. It's like the same time that Nightfall is. So your Friday and Saturday nights, there's music downtown. And then even throughout that, some of the businesses are going to be having, after Nightfall, opening their doors to the public. And so we always encourage people, like if you come down for Nightfall, don't just head on back out of downtown. Explore a little. Go see what businesses are open, what they've got going on. Because almost everybody is doing something as these events come back to kind of like, keep folks downtown and to make downtown more than just a one-stop destination, but to be a real experience, like, you know, plan your evening around just hanging out.
A lot going on and always looking for more ways to work with the rest of the community to tell people that downtown is back.
Yes. And we're also where we love partnering with presenting organizations or even individuals. So if, you know, you have an event that, you know, you'd like to bring downtown or an idea, we're always open to discussions and to help figuring out how we can bring some more life into downtown, and also how to help folks who might be less experienced with event organizing and planning to help overcome some hurdles. Because we do know that sometimes the idea of putting on a big event downtown can seem daunting or like it's going to be super expensive. And, you know, we're more than happy to even like consult a little bit and to partner where we can.
And it might seem especially daunting for some people after more than a year of the pandemic, even if they want to get out, even if they have an idea and they want to get out there with that idea. Just given the past year, that passage of time could by itself can seem intimidating.
Yes, definitely. And I think there's a lot to learn too, because downtown has changed in the past year. Everything from entire remodelings, like Patton Parkway is now a completely different space. And I encourage folks to come check that out. We have some new art installations around downtown. We have some new businesses around downtown. And we have some that have relocated. They might not be where you would think they are, like, you know, Easy Bistro has moved out to the West Village. So it's also, I think, if you're coming back downtown, explore, like, look around. It's not quite what it was, and there's a lot of new life and energy coming into it.
Where can people go online for more information about all this?
You can find more information about all this at rivercitycompany.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at River City Company. And, and one more thing is we're starting a program called the Chattanooga Express Card, which is like a downtown dollars type program where you can basically get like a gift card and you can use it at any of the participating downtown businesses. And every day our list of participating businesses is growing. And if you sign up this introductory period for this first few months, you actually get like a 50% bonus on your purchase. So like say you buy a $100 gift card to be like, okay, this is my weekend running money. You pay $100 on your card, you get an extra $50 added to that. So you get a little bit more than what you put in there. And yeah, there's also be posted on our website of the full list of participating businesses as we get ready to go.
All right, Marcus, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.